Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Good afternoon. We are here at Elderwood Lockport. This is the first of six job actions scheduled this week. We are currently in contract negotiations with 27 different employers spread across four different counties representing 4,000 of our healthcare workers. We are starting with our first job action at Elderwood of Lockport, based on the employer implementing a last, best, and final that the members did not agree to. We are here with the members standing strong, asking for an increase in wages, quality health insurance, and hopes to recruit and retain more employees to take care of the residents in this facility. I have two of the members here at Elderwood Lockport with me, and they will speak to their recent concerns and happenings that have taken place here at Elderwood Lockport.
You can go first. Okay. Hi, I'm Marcy Livergood. I've worked here for 26 years, and with the contract voting no, 2 days later, they just implemented what they wanted. They gave everybody a 2% raise that was in nursing, and some of the people made a higher wage, but downstairs in laundry and housekeeping, they didn't make anything. So that's totally unfair because we can't do our job without housekeeping and to feed the people. And when we work short, there is no bonus or anything like that. The only ones that suffer when we work short are the residents. He still gets the same amount of money paid to him by the residents that pay with their Social Security and their Medicaid and their Medicare. So the only ones that are losing are the people in the building. So we do want a fair contract for them and for us. Thank you. Livergood. First name is Marcy, Marcie.
Hi, my name is Sherry Long. I've been working for Elderwood and Lockport for 18 years. My name spelling is Sherrie. My last name is Long. I just don't think that it's fair that they don't want to give kitchen, laundry, or housekeeping any wage increase. And
How long have you worked here? 18 years. And what's the best part of your job?
Seeing the residents every day. I love working with the residents. They're what make me come here because I had recently had to work two jobs to help support financially take care of my family, which I don't think is fair.
That's right.
Not fair to any of us, so.
Here's a family member. That's a family member.
So we are here today with our membership from all different job titles, dietary, housekeeping, CNA, LPN, and we want them all to be treated equally. We want fair wage increases for everyone better health insurance, quality health insurance, and we don't want membership to just make decisions without including the membership. Changes to health insurance, not informing the members, or deciding to change the contract in which the membership did not agree on. So Elderwood Lockport, this is our first job action. And if we have to, what will we do next? Elderwood Lockport?
Strike!
Thank you.
The employees, if one of you would be willing to just talk to us about the conditions, I suppose, or how many patients you're caring for, and the information of that sort.
Mercy, come to the microphone. Come to the microphone.
He does CNA.
CNA, LPN, 1 o'clock.
I am a nurse.
Stand here, close to the microphone.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a nurse.
So I just... The question would be to your families that have people you know, in the Elderwood facilities, in any of the 27 facilities you guys are working as a team at this point. What would your message be to you know, family members of residents in these facilities that might be worried or you know want to support you guys but have a balance here? Can you speak to that a little bit?
I think they need to write letters to the legislation and to the owner of the building telling them that they want their loved ones. They brought them here for care. And when we're short, they're not getting the care that they paid for. It's always you have to cut corners somewhere. So where do you cut corners? It's cut on the residents. And I'm sorry, management goes home at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Some of them stay and help, but most of them leave. So on 3 to 11 shift, it's a skeleton crew of nurses and aides there, and maybe one supervisor. So, you know, that shows you who cares.
Hi.
Tell them you work.
Your name?
I'm Christine Jones. Christine Jones. I'm a CNA. I work midnights. Usually it's just me and the nurse because they can't find anyone else to work or if other units have two aides, they float over hour by hour, leaving their unit with one aide. I feel like I should have help, more help. Residents are suffering. I'm suffering. I love my job, but it's killing me doing a two-person job with one pay. It's very hard.
My name is Carrie Ann Sykes. I've been an aide for 10 years.
Say your name again.
Carrie Ann Sykes, K-E-R-I-A-Y-N-S-Y-K-E-S. I've been an aide for 10 years. I've been here for over a year. As an aide, I'm very short-staffed, call light to call light, long in between being able to get to the residents. It's tiring, it's unfair. I recently just became a nurse, and I still see the aides running around struggling. We try to help them out the best we can, but nurses are also short-staffed. We have no time to spend with the patients. They call and want time spent with them, but we can't do that because we have to continue on and take care of the next person. We just want, you know, fair wages, enough staff, everyone treated equally.
Woo! Thank
you. Yeah.
My mother's a resident here.
Say and spell your name.
Okay.
Say your name and spell it.
My name is Cindy Bucolo, B-U-C-O-L-O. My mother, Judy Sawicki, S-A-W-I-C-K-I, has been a resident here for 7 years, and I have seen the care go downhill. When she came here, she walked with a walker. She's now in a wheelchair and now almost bedridden because she's got bed sores because they don't have the staff to change her when she needs to be changed. The work is not getting done in a timely fashion. You can have care plan after care plan after care plan. And it's on there for her to be changed every 2 hours. She goes 4 hours. She's dripping wet. The other day, the aide told her, I'm not playing games with you. You're getting in your nightgown and you're going to bed. It was 3 o'clock on a Saturday. I wasn't even in town. I had to come racing back from Hamburg. It took me 32 minutes and I had it all set up. If I got pulled over by the cop, I was gonna tell him, okay, if you can drive faster, I'll jump in your car because I'm going to save my mother at Elderwood. Her whole Social Security, they take it all. They take all her money's run out over time now. So now they get all her Social Security. We have to pay for her benefits as far as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. This is one of her nurses here. One of her other nurses is back there. They want her to get the Dexcom to test her sugar. Elderwood doesn't want to do it. It's like I keep getting one door slammed after another. I talk till I'm blue in the face with the social workers, the administrator. I text them in the middle of the night. I'm not I call the supervisor. My mother is my life. She, in March 23rd, she was a 20-year stroke survivor. I never expected to have to ever put her in one of these places. And unfortunately it happened. And now we've got to deal with it. And I pray for all these people every day of my life. They see me in this building. I am here every single day, and sometimes twice and three times a day. Thank God I only live 2 minutes down the road. Because my mother calls me, I'm here like that. The nurses, they call me. If they see something that my mother should be concerned about or they want me to know about, they pick up the phone and call me. I can't wait for supervision to call me. They won't call me. They don't want me to know what's going on behind these doors. I guess that's it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What is going to be the efforts after that? Or do you think a fair contract or a new contract is going to be enough to draw in new people? Can you speak to that, after negotiation efforts that might need to happen or need to happen given?
Sure. Well, I will start with saying that this facility has been bargaining since last summer. So we have been more than willing to continue to bargain with management, ownership, their attorney. They're the ones failing to come to the table. The most important is the residents in this place. You're surrounded here by healthcare workers. They're not here just because it's a job. They're here because they care. But in order for them to do their job, they have to have safe staffing. And of course, that comes with the increase in the Medicaid rates. And, there's a whole different number of components that play into this. But we can start right here locally, management and ownership, looking in the faces of this membership. How can you not want to give them a quality livable wages and quality benefits? They're taking care of the most vulnerable population here. Not because, they have to do it, but this is the profession they're choosing. These are healthcare workers who care.
Are there specific thresholds that you guys are shooting for? I know with the last hospital negotiation that was a change from the previous agreement. Is that something that you guys think is realistic or can even be included in something like that?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Grace Bogdanov, Area Vice President of 1199 SEIU. It's GRACEBOGDANOVE. So New York State, we won for the first time ever a few years ago, safe staffing, hours of care per resident per day. And that is the legislation and the regulations that we have in the nursing home industry. We know that many of our nursing homes in Western New York are not meeting that standard minimum 3.5 hours of care per resident per day. And Elderwood is no different. Our hope is that through this negotiations, as we're able to hopefully win the wages packages and benefits that we know will recruit and retain workers at this facility, that we will see staffing levels improve. We know right now that the wages that Elderwood implemented without union agreement are still well below the area standard. And so we know that that is not going to help this facility in its recruitment or retention efforts. In fact, we think more and more of our members are going to make the difficult choice to leave this facility that they have called their place of employment for years in search of better job opportunities elsewhere as Elderwood continues to fall further and further behind.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.